listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's up, good people, and welcome to Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. My name is Nicole Nanzai, if this is your first listen, and I am joined by...
Big man himself, Bazu, Mugundo Kinode, right here.
Akasu, the African maestro out here, keeping it real. Welcome to the show.
Yes, and because it's Entertainment Tuesday, it's just but right that we have guest hosts. So please introduce yourself.
V, Miss Maigua, coming to make noise again.
It's Coco Howie. This is my first time here, so...
Okay. And my name is Mike. It's my first time too.
Can Carmen end up change voice?
Tabidi, voice coach. Where's you at?
The Tiff has reacted, man. I'm like,
it's my first time.
No one is going to comment about Mike's voice, but okay.
Yeah, just before you start recording, so I'm like,
I didn't think about shooting our shots quite openly. I'm just saying.
Hey. Ooh. Mr.
Go, girl.
Mike, it'll be the morning candle, Sasa.
Mini kwa pa kwa ibia subscribers. Wonderful podcast, young.
Jesus, no! But last week's Entertainment Tuesday, we started the conversation on questions people are too afraid to ask. And
Wait.
So guys are afraid to ask.
Can you wait for the statement to end?
Go straight to the point. Don't go around in the bush and the woods. Just go straight to the point.
Can I finish the statement now that you finished?
Oh, yes, you can.
Last time we started the conversation on questions people are too afraid to ask, and we got to ask guys what they are afraid to ask. Girls, uko sawa, Bill? Uko sawa?
Uko sawa? No. Last week, we said girls should be direct.
But anyway, so of course, this week we're going to do the same thing for girls and the guys. Questions girls are too afraid to ask guys, or I wouldn't even say too afraid. Ningesema tu ni maswali ile imekuwa ikituuma tunataka kukuuliza. Ni tu hatujakuwa na hiyo platform.
Platform inaitwa courage.
Mi niko na swali, and I think I'm doing the whole Nairobi a favor by asking this question. Why do you guys ghost? Question mark.
What do you mean ghost?
Let me tell you
exactly
what you've said.
We do not know how to force issues.
Let me give an example, Brian. You ghost when, for example,
yes,
you say, hey, Sindio, it's 8 nights. Mm-hmm. To send me 3 a.m., those 3 a.m. texts, hey. And then this chick doesn't reply to you.
People text each other at 3 a.m.
Bill, that's not the point.
Check it. It's an example,
that's
bro.
Never the point.
Okay, najua unalalanga 9, but kuna watu wanalalanga 3.
As in, honestly speaking, 3 a.m.
Away.
Masala shitani.
That's beside the point.
And then you get this interest.
People, hold on. Bill, bari nakupeleka aje? Are you okay?
Blanketi
can't lose.
Okay.
I'm not letting the call. No. There's a quote from Liliafion, a very good friend of mine in Nigeria. Don't let this weather make fool you into making a very bad mistake. So.
So being in a relationship is a bad mistake. Let's see. We're just seeing.
Now, this is another reason why people
ghost. This is a reason why you are ghosting, eh?
This is a reason why people ghost. You see?
Such
a reason. Okay. Just my example, we were stuck at 3 a.m. Can I use the example?
You have gone straight to the relationship.
Can I finish my statement? I was saying, you guys do this. Nina Semati, she's not interesting because you guys send the text at 3 a.m. and expect this girl to answer. If she doesn't answer you at 3 a.m., you lose interest because you're...
Nanzai, who are these people texting at 3 a.m.?
Are you asking for a friend, Ama?
Sema tu ni wewe.
Maybe I support Nanzai.
Nairobi. I don't know why these people are acting like they don't live in Nairobi except for Kasi. And for Mike, Mike will have her. See, it can just mean they slept late. I sleep late sometimes. I sleep at 3 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so you do actually see the text at 3 in the morning and you deliberately refuse to reply, yeah? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you texting me at 3?
That's another explanation.
I could be asleep.
Why are you texting at 3?
Exactly.
Kuna timetable.
Office hours.
Kwani WhatsApp yako inakuwa na timetable? Ama kuna schedule ya kuongelesha watu?
If you're not going to text me for like a month and then you text me at 3 a.m., who are you? What are you?
And what are you telling me?
He's just checking up on you, man.
Hey.
He's just checking up on you.
Yeah. What he thought of you at 3 a.m.?
Exactly.
Continue thinking. Call me tomorrow. Text me tomorrow.
Hey, yeah, urgent and important. Let me tell you, men, you know, men, we have so many things to deal with. To keep procrastinate, we could text. It will never happen. So we do it with urgency. If I dream something to do with
urgency,
you,
as soon as you
I will text you immediately.
Okay, hold up. So you're going to dream of me at 3 a.m. and then not text me for 3 months?
You're gonna dream
about me at 3 a.m. and then not text me for 3 months. At a wewe.
When we say men are trash, like me guy.
What if he doesn't dream of you again?
Did they not text me?
Never, please. Wanaume, wale waliumiza Nanzai na Tiffany. Why?
Please come and explain yourself.
And I'm gonna say this again. Listen, my children, you are stupid.
But it's true, baby. We're having such a difficult time fighting for you, brother. Hey.
We see in the peripherals.
Here's the thing about 3 in the morning. Have you ever noticed that 3 in the morning is when you're most vulnerable?
Hey, 3 in the morning is
when you're most vulnerable. Vulnerability hits you properly. That's when you are yourself. You realize you know what this woman. I am not. No, let me get her up and you know.
Are you just trying to say 3 a.m. is when your sexual tensions are high? What are you saying?
The morning is when a man is really vulnerable, you know.
Kuna brain cell kanakukumbusha na kumpodi chiki bila
game hapo uliuma nje hapo kwenye ulimwa uliuma nje
get up bro inakusumbua kwa zile za I need to start salvage salvage.
Lakini mtu kama Nanzai ataona tu text imeingia na atalenga tu.
It also depends on who you are, like I said. Unajua saa zingine wacha nisijifanye hapa ati hardcore ati may I just see the text and I leave it. It depends on who you are. Who are you? Where you lie with me.
Tiffany na wewe.
Hey, me 3 a.m. if I'm awake and you text, I'll reply. Unless you know all this time. If I don't answer you in normal people hours and you texted before, I won't answer you at the devil's hour. And we move.
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, Coco and you?
Well, for me, also it depends on who is texting me at 3 a.m.
If I want to get it, then I'll get it. If it's not something I want, I won't get it.
Sasa, what's the essence of asking a question, Sasa? why we text at 3 a.m.
Let me at a spendy vile muna tuliza maswali ni kasi sinde tubo hot seat.
Next question, please. Gentlemen, it seems you're actually good at this. Next question, please.
Build your rapport. Build your rapport. Build your rapport. No, it takes 3 a.m. Upate reply. Yes, up.
Bidi, si wongo, hapo nimejua, hiyo ni tip muhimu sana sikuwa najua.
Jenga rapo yako, ndo sababu kitext 3 a.m.
Sorted. Okay. Another one.
Stay away to heaven.
Another one. Would you guys date your friend's ex?
No. No. No.
That's a lie.
No.
Mike, amesema ya.
Guys,
It's not even about bro code, it's not even about bro code, but the reason why I can never date any of my
friends' exes, it's because one, nimoni relationship, you know, and I've seen the good side, the bad side, and the very, very, very bad side, like completely. So I'm like,
how are you seeing all these things?
If your friends are dating, what to ask them? Zile vitu nimona with my friends Jish, nikiandika kitabu, best seller, and they know this, now that's the podcast.
So Vilo, mesema you wouldn't, so would you allow your friend, no listen, so if you've said that, would you now allow your friends to date your ex?
Oh, jibambi,
this is a very sticky situation.
No, listen. Because one, hey, checking, me and this lady we dated, things didn't work out, we are moving on a separate line. She is her own person. My friend is their own person. So they're both adults. If both of them are in perfect condition to agree on their own without involving me. So it's their lives. If they feel like they can entangle themselves,
you're forgetting one important thing.
What?
When they start coming, when they hang out together and ujipatu tu wa third wheel, wako wili yako, utajuu chungu ni nini, utajuu chungu, hey, anyway.
Mike,
kunona aje.
Ata, most of my friends know, if you go to hang out, alafu ujipatu, neza kwa third wheel, si, edungu, naambianga sikuji. Nana ako? Oh, and you get a couple, eh? Ah, sikuji. Sikuji? Eh, my name is Bang. Mimi sikuji. Even if I didn't date whoever, like the short, I won't come. Like, completely, my friends, no. Since Pini
Kwata. Ladies, I have a question. Why would you date two guys who you know have been friends? As in?
One... I won't call weird.
Ajini nukonga gani? What is your
job? Why would you date two girls who are friends?
Check, imagine, I feel like this goes both ways for both shorties and niggas. If your friend is fine, me, if you introduce me to your friends and your friends are fine, and it's like, it's my game, okay, break up. It's not my fault. Ask your boy why he's coming up.
Let me tell you, that happened recently. Thief, that happened recently. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah,
No, like,
respect yourself.
Men have a bro code here. There's something called taking one for the team, and we understand that and we respect that.
Now,
yeah.
Taking one for the team.
Unachukua one for the team. You introduce your friends to her fine friends, and all of you become friends.
Fine, if you how introduce men are not us class? to your fine friends, why don't you think we have any friends?
No,
imagine, it's those situations where you enter a relationship and then you meet your boys and you're like,
one got.
I choose the wrong one.
Like in the fine friends group, he's the least fine, and you're like, you know what, Ikisha, or when it ends, see.
These are the shit.
Mike, bro, any comment? Mike, any comment?
It's in our comment because I didn't even coin that situation. memories.
You took one for the team, mama.
Actually, this one is too close to home.
I took one for the team.
Right. You know me, I wouldn't accept. I wouldn't accept. Yini kijana asema I took one for the team. Nani mimi alikuwa na kai. I can cry, bro. I can cry. Ingeingia depression. Depression.
Nasa, I've jua.
Atajua. Every girl who's dated you will now be thinking.
I've jua.
Every girl who's ever dated you and is listening to this is like, who was it?
How many?
Kuna
mtu ametajwa mahali. Unless anajishuku. Kama anajishuku ni yeye.
Ni bora ex-wife anza kusema vibaya hizo. Tutakosana. Tutakosana. Hapana. Can't be me.
Huko inaonekana una bahati shanga zote. Una watu na bahati nzuri kila saa.
Unajua vile ni risky kukua na fine friends. Hapana risky. Like, of course, they say, you know, all my friends are fine. In a conga, eh, lakini. Of course, kuna kuna level one, level two, level three. Woko happy.
Auna control.
I think if you're the one saying all my friends are fine,
Don't say it.
Let me not finish.
When you're pata.
Keep that shit.
Strong shoe game.
Where when the beer to the butter, same was up, bro. Linked.
No, but honestly, no. Imagine, no, Bill. No, just imagine someone saying, some are fine, sure, saying all her friends are fine. And she's the least fine one. I wouldn't get her. She's fine, but she's just the least fine of her friends group. I wouldn't get her.
Can't be me.
Oh, but okay.
Let's talk about number last.
Number last, the issue happened.
It's always a disadvantage for real. Because, anyways, that's your crew. Those are the people even your guy is going to be looking at. So, wow, kumbi, there are fine people in this world.
If only I was patient,
spread out. If tukianza spread out. Okay, me, I might.
The one who will be most beneficial is the guy's friends. And the most beneficial.
And it's the same thing for guys also. Ni tricky sana. Kwanza unajua kwa vijana how it's very rare to find a hot guy. So I was telling you guys when I was on Tinder.
What is
no, let
Mike,
me tell you.
The way we are rare, yeah? Mike, I hope you've heard we are rare.
We are very rare.
I told you guys last time when I was on Tinder, I was just swiping left. And it was on pure face value. I couldn't. And everyone was just, what is happening? It's so hard. And you guys can't even lie. It's very hard. And I think the girls can testify. It's so hard to find a fine guy here in Nairobi or that river. It's very hard to find them, but it's so easy for you guys to find pretty girls because there are so many girls who are pretty. Hey.
Calling on us, fine men. Like, we need to join Tinder. All kind in Nairobi. We need to join Tinder.
Mimi nimewaambia hii Tinder, I think kunafaa kuwa na regulation. There should be a certain amount of standard that you must reach so that you can enter Tinder. Because I'm seeing some very nashanga. Unajuaje kuingia Tinder? Unajuaje? Umepiga picha next to your crops. I'm just trying.
That's shouting. That's screaming.
Crops.
And thank you for entering my TED Talk. Mike,
did you say crops?
Crops.
Shamba.
Shamba. Yeah.
What's the name?
You talk on a security.
Security. Kwani na swipe ya wapi?
My location is quite fine. I'd expect to see fine people.
No, but it shows you people around you.
But you can also nini your watch and kwambia. I had started. Let me tell you how it had worked. Okay. So the thing is, one, I had started with my location, of course, because that's the default. But I don't want to have guys in my location because they're in my location. You get what I'm saying? Like, I might leave the house one day to go and buy milk and I find them. Like, I don't want that. I don't want to see you.
Find them, boys.
Like, you need to.
Why are you sleeping right on someone you'll never see?
Anyway. Listen.
So,
of course, now I'll increase my range. Nitasama, okay, sawa. To find yourself a wider range. A lot of time I call, like, hey, Kwani, what do our we find with wider ranges? Nitasama, okay, labda ni jaribu the world. After the world, bro. The world. Wee! Hey. It's tough. And I not only Tinder, I did others. Nilifanya somewhere here and one. Using it on Nini. And still, same results. Mimi, never again.
Let's just assume the fine boys are not them.
They're not. It's so hard.
I'm a Tinder habit for you.
Always depend on a Belenesa kwa catfish, my friend. Guy. I just wonder how. And catfish you into thinking, do what? And you still give me that? Maybe. I don't wanna catch feelings over here.
Next question, please.
Does a girl's body count matter? And if so, why?
Where? Gentlemen, shall we?
Mmeshtuka.
What's the answer?
Sipendi vile mmenyamaza, like you've all gone mute, like you don't have voices. Can you answer, Mike? Tell us. I'm not sure.
English syntax error.
I know. What
English is failing.
Pardon me.
It doesn't. But if it's too high, then maybe.
What's too high?
What?
No, like mtu akikuja ku 21 anakuambia kuna body count ya 300. So nakimbia.
Kai 300.
Okay. Miaka 21 na kuna body count ya 300.
Every day,
Mike, he who hurt you?
That's one person every day for a year.
Mike, you might tell them to lay a call on a body count of 300.
You look like example. Come on, that was just an
example. I'm sure Kunamtu Mahali, I can even experience.
But what if this person just likes sleeping with people?
See, then you sleep with her and you dip because. She won't stop.
Total for 301.
He belongs to the streets.
Na kwanga hapo in the streets. Na nini ndo mumekuwa?
The men are the streets.
They are the streets. They mean the streets.
As in mwanaume amejibu ndo huyo rebuttals na nini attacks.
Wewe Kasim, do you see there's an issue?
Actually body count does matter. The same way body count matters for ladies, yeah? Nikuulize, Tiff, wacha nikuulize. You go on a date. Swali tu ya body count itokee mahali. Akwambia body count yake ni
327.
Imepitisha hata miaka yake.
27.
Hey,
is there a likelihood that I will miss these females?
Kama ni 300, definitely.
Because maybe if it's 27, it's jelly. As long as I don't
know Nairobi.
Because let me tell you something. Body count is your high evo, that means this sleeping around is a hobby. Yeah? It has become a hobby. So chances are high you won't be the only one who is being kept. Your portfolio is diverse. Sijui kama unanielewa. Such a diverse portfolio means there's something there.
Now you bear the cross if you decided to choose. If you pick a man whose body count is 30, see, you have to deal with it. You had the option, you had variety.
For me, honestly, Aidalishi.
Body count is irrevocable, Bill.
Aidalishi. Because as long as whatever your business you did was free or a relationship, ni sawa. But
so Bill, I have a situation here for you.
Wait, swacha nimalize nijibu nimalize swali.
Umamalize hiyo situation inakungoja. Maliza.
Swacha nimalize.
Go ahead.
So as long as uko na mimi, it's just me. No, it's just me.
Yeah.
As long as it's just me. Niko sawa. Tukiachana ama tukiachana, it's okay. Unaweza endelea.
Bill.
But tuko na wewe, it's me.
Yes, sir.
Bill, are you comfortable with being constantly reminded by every dude that you meet? Hey, udem.
Oo, nimepiga.
Hii mali nimekula hii. Hey,
nimepiga.
Hey, mali. Hii nimekula. Unaingia club unapata hadi bouncer, eh? Bouncer.
Very play. That was your time. Now it's my time. Sign wakati wangu.
Yeah,
I love what I'm doing.
Now it's my time. Time to shine.
Na kula leo, kesho kutwa, the other week, even all kula once. Katosheka, wakati mimi kula every single day.
Coco, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Nikulize.
Mm-hmm.
If now let's turn it now to the dude side, yeah. You're dating a dude, and then let's say a majority of your friends you meet, they're like, yo, this dude, by the way, that pipe though, hey, that pipe. See, are you comfortable with that? No,
that
please, gentlemen. No, Bill. Please, let Coco talk. Let Coco talk, please.
Personally, I also wouldn't mind. But then, in the case of now people coming to me like, yo, I hit that or something of the sort, I'd just be like, yo, kindly shut up. And yeah, it's the present now. You had your time. It's my time now. Period. That's all there is to it.
Manzai?
Manzai, you're 300. That number.
300.
It has been taken so casually, squeezy.
Yeah.
300 people. What are the chances of you not getting sick?
Exactly.
What are the chances of you getting an STD?
Thank you.
300. 300 chances.
It's been done safely.
In the village.
Rosafi, if at our age right now, ukiweza kupata mtu mwenye ni amefika body count ya 300, maybe that person is generally either to the streets completely. That person is completely. And I don't know what to explain. Like, utapata, maybe it's like one out of like 100,000. But I'm just saying is that at our age, mostly you find people, and yeah, obviously, what do you going to acquire? At the most, to a pattern 50 or something, maybe in 100.
You'll be shocked.
Hey?
I'm just estimating. Guys, estimating.
Class.
I'm just saying estimating. Class. But even if
you need Daru, baby, that's a whole class.
Very possible. That is very possible.
So you know, legend and things, studies and everything. If you know you can have a body count, see the more na juu na fanyizi vitu, see the more you have to take care of yourself, like in terms of mini sexual, like in order to would you get your tests done.
But you know there are people who don't do that.
Preventive measures and everything. Call of what is them, they're responsible.
No, like you remember.
Actually,
that story of that mama who was intentionally sleeping with people. You're telling me Facebook intentionally sleeping with people, yet she had HIV.
Yeah, no.
You remember?
Yeah.
And then she wrote back a list and then put it.
Ukiona jina yako hapo, hey, crossing fingers.
Hey, nabiloa hapo, I'm very busy. Hey, napenanga kusema, yeah, that one smashed.
the saddest thing is, and I don't think people realize it, and I think ukawatu ataskiza hii na ujue, if you find yourself doing such a thing, sujui ka tifu nisujui nisaidia hapa, if I'm correct, under the Public Health Act, ile nyome kwa kitumia wakishika watu story ya COVID, but you, no, listen, wacha nimalize.
Do you think that but person you, gives two facts? Tuseme tu ukweli. That person
Public Health Act or no act?
This one wants
to be that becomes a whole court case.
But actually, you can be prosecuted in a court of law.
You can't be prosecuted because you are knowingly endangering other people.
This person doesn't care. Yeah, that's murder. And this is murder and suicide.
If you don't care, you know you have this condition and you choose to withhold it from the person you're engaging with. You therefore knowingly infect them.
Yeah.
Intentionally infect them. So you are endangering other people. You're putting other people's lives in risk with a disease that can be spread quite quickly. So you, if anyone who wants to listen to this, mujue, if you do that shit, I'm saying someone can go to court and have you jailed for that. Mujue.
That's very true.
So even if you have a body count of 100, 150, 300, whatever, mujibambe, why, man, know your status.
Know your status.
It may turn into PSA.
Man, right. Go to
thank you for coming for Bill's TED Talk. But anyway, guys, let's take a break, a short break. Catch our two breaths. But when we do come back, I'll be asking you guys the questions that I had posted on, not the questions, but there was like a poll I had put on Instagram. And so we'll look at those questions. We look at those interesting questions so that you guys can give us your answers. Cindy. So make sure to stick around to know what you guys have to say. Before we do go, make sure to follow us on Uncensored on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We go by @uncensored_pod. And you can also follow us on Spotify, where we update our music playlist for the week. And come on, who just subscribed yet to our YouTube? What is it? Who doesn't like visuals? Who does not like visuals? To send me to Ukraine, who doesn't? Get an idea of how I look like. But anyways, guys,
ukimwona Tinder, swipe right.
I deleted
like.
Hey, please, usikuwe mkulima. Don't have crops. Umesikia?
Don't have crops in your photos.
Anyways, yeah.
Bigger picture of Magari, man.
Yeah, make sure to subscribe and to also push the notification bell so that you can get notified when we do release a new episode or a new video on YouTube. This is Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. Hi everyone, it's your girl Nanzai. Thank you so much for tuning in to Uncensored. But before we get into the podcast, I want to let you know that you can now watch and listen to Uncensored on YouTube. So make sure to go and subscribe to the channel. We also have a weekly updated Spotify playlist full of great music. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. So I'll give you guys a couple of seconds so that you can go and subscribe, push that notification bell, and follow us on Spotify. Is you good? Great. Now to the podcast. Welcome back to Uncensored Entertainment Tuesday, where we are talking about questions girls are too afraid to ask guys. You're with me, Nicole Nanzai.
The big man himself, Bazoo.
Hey, Kasiu, the African maestro.
Fire. Miss Maigo.
Oko Howie.
And it's your boy, Mike.
Hey, so welcome. But anyways, before the break, I told you guys that I had asked people on my Instagram to tell me what questions they have that they would like to ask guys. And the first one, drum roll please. Yeah, number one.
Here we go again.
Ah, shit. Here we go. Aya, number one. How many girls are you guys talking to at the same time?
Okay. Define girls.
Kunafaa kuna context.
Define girls.
Kuna question.
Define girls.
Thank you. We're not going to define anything.
I'm not defining girls. I ain't going to define nothing.
You just going to answer.
As in talking.
Answer how you've understood the question.
I can be talking to my cousin. I can be talking to my sister. That's three girls. So,
check it. Answer the question how you've understood it.
Wow.
For me. I believe the quote is the question is to nini relationships na nini. So I mean
like when did we start talking about your sister and your
I'm not sorry, man. The question. It wasn't straight to the point. Bangu as the big man himself always committed to one.
The big man has a big heart.
Yes.
Yeah, has a diverse portfolio.
Can hold me.
Aya, maybe. What's any funny roll call? Any group. One boy. Group. Who wanna comment your status? Mwambie nimtumie vida. Huyu ni mkubwa kazini. This is a dude. Group.
Okay, I get it. Sawa.
Nah. One person, yes. One, just one. Uno.
Mike.
Mr.
Player.
One. Mm. One woman.
One.
And today. Mm. Yeah, but it depends. How long is time? You know, it's like, how long is the time that at a time?
Very good question there.
Let me check it. I mean, see, as long as you guys are talking, like, how many are you guys talking to? It's so straightforward. I don't know how I'm supposed to even explain this question.
We're just messing with you.
Anyway, look. Okay, so anyway, you can be talking to A or a couple of girls, but like you said, I've seen these memes that you flirt around and then you realize, hey, you're in a relationship. And you're like, hey, God, I was just kidding. You know, sikuwa serious. Where?
Whoa.
So anyway, being serious with one. Yeah, being serious, it's one. Me, says he handles stress. I don't have that energy. I'm a terrible liar. I'm not good at lying. Apo najijua, so just deal with one person.
But before you get to the one,
see, talking and moving around,
a couple,
people, man.
Talking to one, see, it means like talking to one person that you find interesting means that you were talking to a couple, and then you're like, ah, this one is the most interesting.
Mrs. Ikata, yeah, that is true. Mrs. Ikata, I believe. Mrs. Ikata. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Ikata, that is the case for me. Anyone else?
Mimi, of course, obviously, before you get in a relationship, you're talking to what wingy.
The net is cast fine wide.
but you choose the
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Coco, you had a question.
And this question is not for me, but all? I'm also curious to know. So there's this phrase, skid marks. Have you all heard of that?
Mm. What? Skid marks.
We just ask like we don't know what that is, guys.
Asking how you guys can like walk into the shower. You shower, you do everything, and then you walk out without washing between the cheeks.
Skid marks.
Oh.
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
Hold on.
You walk around with an ass with man. What? What? As in?
That was bad.
Oh my God.
Make
yourself this one. Wait, now I'm thinking. Are we talking about inside?
What?
No, in between your booty cheeks.
Even at in between the booty cheeks.
Yes.
In the outer inside. The outer inside, at least. I mean, it's all about hygiene.
No.
Mike, did you just say yes?
Wait, yes to what?
Hold up. The people you guys meet, man.
People we know of.
Okay, Coco, allow me to ask, how did you even come to find out, you know, what was going on? Did you tell him to turn around?
Like, you just see, it's not about doing anything, you just see,
you
and you're
see
like,
okay, maybe I'm questioning those boys now because.
I'm shocked you guys have never heard of this. That's besides the point.
Actually, wait, by the way, it's important, Sana.
No.
This
is a I don't think safe.
First of all, can we understand that we're the ones asking you guys questions?
If there's something these guys haven't realized by now, it's that we is asking the questions here.
No, that's the thing.
How we know this. You just ask.
Next question.
If you clean, good.
Gentlemen, please. Here we are taking shots, Bana. Please, clean up. Guys, please.
Let me protect my boys.
Are we supposed to answer? Guy.
Another question that I was asked. Experienced or inexperienced? Don't ask me at in what?
Experience.
Experience in the body count question.
Exactly. Thank you, Tiffany. Experience, yeah, body count na skills. Okay, experience or skills?
Skills.
Experienced or inexperienced?
Thank you for clarifying. Godza, skills or no skills, please.
Skill or no skill?
That is self-explanatory, Bana. Who wants to be with a starfish?
What do you mean? Do you know how many guys want someone who doesn't know anything, so that starfish they can teach?
You're just there. Teach. My friend, you're not going for a lesson. You're going there to enjoy yourself. Please.
Let me ask a better question.
What do you mean?
So, would you guys date a virgin?
Oh, yeah. I
have a question.
Yeah.
I know, man.
I don't mind.
Just because she's a virgin, it can find it.
No, I asked this because you said someone who's skilled. Or someone who's experienced or not experienced. And you just said experienced.
Yeah, because that was a choice.
There's preference, you prefer something. But sometimes things don't go always as you plan. Exactly. You wouldn't mind, you get
it.
Yeah.
My
Kong have a question on your budget thing.
That utapenda 6 pack.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Dangukia mega pack, you know, I mean.
Yeah, what is it doing?
Shit happens.
It happens.
Anyway, you're asking something, huh?
Yeah, so I'm asking. Back for the boys, like still on the boys, right? Like, what's this fear, quote unquote, on lactans when it comes to a fucking virgin? Or like, this second guessing that comes because people call and be like, hey, kuna
oh, yeah, you don't want, yeah.
had that before as well.
Actually, that's a good question, Tiffany. That's a really good question.
Let me answer. Apparently, there's an attachment that happens. So, guys hesitate. This shorty who's a virgin, you guys are not dating. So, or Turkey.
No, we're looking at it as you guys are dating. Let's say you guys are
dating. You guys are dating.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are dating.
It's a responsibility.
Taking
someone's virginity is not something light, actually. It's a big deal.
So is it that I'm talking to the or what? Like, I don't get
it. It would be a disadvantage for her.
How?
You guys always remember your first.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happens with your first affects the future.
But
when
you
it
know,
sex,
wait,
yes.
you also said
that's always in the mind of.
Yeah, Manze, there are so many loopholes in that statement.
Of the guy, yes, but like,
okay,
I mean,
that's for me.
So, what's the problem with that? Like, why does that make you hesitate?
Okay, because unfortunately, culture dictates that if you do it out of, you know, you automatically become the bad guy that you took her virginity, especially in a context that was out of marriage. And there's a subconscious label that you feel you're the bad guy there, you know. And unfortunately, in the case that you break up, you are going to say that she was just after my virginity, you know.
I have seen that happen. Exactly.
You know how many people who find it like that's their king,
breaking virginities.
Like they just go around these streets doing what they feel like.
That's
I'll tell you one thing for sure. Taking a girl's virginity is not something, you know, it's something quite. Seek it to like, you know, it's not something you take lightly. I think as a dude, it's not something you take lightly. It's an important moment for her. And I think even popular culture has shown that, I don't know, maybe that's how men see it. Okay, let me speak for myself. I don't know about Mike and Bill, but popular culture has shown us that the first time for a girl, it's not, you know, it's there's a lot of expectations. It's not something you take. You just take it easy. So it's, we take it quite seriously. And some of us are not ready to handle the responsibility. You know, they just shy off. So there are people who will be like, okay, yeah, let's do this then, you know. Others will be like,
all of you decide you don't want to take the responsibility, we'll all remain virgins. But anyway.
Just like the Bible wanted, which is okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
but it's true. Taking virginity is not something light. You get in a kwanga way.
Anyway,
next question.
How often do you guys watch porn?
Very
I can even answer for you guys. I can even answer this one for you guys. I saw this and I was like, should I answer? Because I'm like,
Jibu Nanzai, Jibu. Especially now that it's cold.
Exactly. How lonely are you? How lonely are you? That answers. Amanina, struggle to what extent?
A struggle.
Amaniaje, Mike, am I lying? Or maybe it's not the case.
Bill just muted the mic. Bill, who manned up, he come back and save us.
Wait, you people, why are you leaving me? Where have you gone?
There was someone in the room.
Yeah, right.
Calm down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I hope you can delete browser history. I'm kidding. I'm speaking collectively, collectively. As often as necessary.
Hold up. What is collectively even? What do you mean when you say when necessary?
I'm trying to speak for a greater
every
majority.
Every 2 hours.
What is necessary?
Oh, necessary varies for people. Kuna watu msimu wa baridi wanapenda ku maintain joto, so they watch it. Moment where you get the energy to, you know, indulge in sekete, indulge in self appreciation, I'm a kujipiga ngeta.
American football is around. Amazing. Rugby is cooking.
Cool. Great. Awesome.
About time. Anyways, so question to the boys. Do you guys tell your boys, like your home squad, about your shorty?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Tell your boys what?
About your shorty.
No.
Yeah, but not everything.
Mnambiana nini?
So the beauty about the music is not going to me. I'm thinking of shooting a shot with this lady, this short. They're like, ah, okay. One of them will know whether she's with someone.
There's always that one guy who knows. Yeah, server.
He knows.
If you are talking stage, men usually go to consult on whether to cuff, ama, tap and go. Men will advise you, you know, what do you think about this chick? Long term, unaona kama she's good for long term, ama she's good for fun. And the boys will advise you. Boys always come through. Hiya. Second of all, recommendations on things to do with you. Things to do. It's usually a team effort.
Group men texts. Anything more than that would be evidence, but let's go.
Guys are more sensitive than girls.
Men are human. You know, men are human beings like, you know, men are human beings like anyone else.
They're more sensitive.
At the end of the day, they'll always consult to know that they're doing the right thing. You don't let your boy go and make a fool of himself.
Lies to your boy. You out here lying to your boys. Because when is this you're talking? A nigga was texting on behalf of his friend to break up with his girlfriend. I was like,
You know too much.
You have the balls. Biologically, you all have the balls. But you know what? It's cool. It's fine.
No. People express themselves differently. And unfortunately, a majority of them prefer to express themselves via text, where there is no that responsibility of the... There are some people who prefer to do it verbally over the phone call. There are some people who prefer to do it physically. You know, people are different. It's just unfortunate that the majority, you know, ni hawa to a text.
I'm a time it.
Email. Now that's disrespect.
No, disrespect is one.
Why we cannot be together.
Wow.
Pieces.
No, that's not the worst. That is the worst. Some other shorty was called by the nigga's mom to say that the nigga met the ma. It's over.
Hold on, what?
You
people, why are you incognizant of the fact that a full grown man aliambia mamake?
I just found that really funny. Like, I already know who to get this dad.
Tell
the mom thank you or thanks for calling. Ata, imagine one care letter, sticky note, to me.
Your mother.
No. This doesn't fit well, man. Come on, man.
And you wonder why some of us are here ashikrin y'all and your manhood.
You're
so man.
It's only your mother.
It's tough in the streets.
But anyway,
that was today's Entertainment Tuesday. We have we've asked questions. Na see vijana wamejaribu kujibu, but you know what? They can't answer. They tried their best. They can't really answer to
Mumetuma swali ngumu sana.
Hiyo itabidi tu.
Some of these questions had some personal trauma in them.
Yeah, these questions, there are some of them just they don't need us. They need a psychologist or a pastor.
Yeah, man.
Munanzisha every answer with who hurt you?
Very specific.
Who hurt you? Zingine kindani unasema nyinyi mnahitaji holy communion.
That one I don't know how to answer. But anyways, guys, I hope wamejaribu. Mimi naona wamejaribu. Aja tujibu vizuri, but I mean,
they've tried their best.
They've tried their best.
You wengine mimi nimeachia Mungu mimi.
Kama kwa swali
ya mamako. Mtu hapa kwa na mtu aoshi haga anabakia na
part 2. Man, let me tell you, you're very difficult. You're questionable species. But anyways, guys.
Wait, I'm a bit curious.
Part 2.
Mtakuwa. It has been said.
I tried.
Man,
button is guys. Jackie.
Man, we've tried.
You will tell us for part 2. Make sure to go to our Instagram, our Gero, Twitter, and Facebook. If people are still using Facebook, go to uncensored_pod and tell us those questions that you'd like us to ask these guys. Because we're trying to find out how someone attacks a doctor field. We're not attacking to do everything. So make sure to go to our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to ask those questions. You can also follow our Spotify so you can get a weekly updated playlist, and of course the usual YouTube, says it for YouTube, so you can get the visuals for this episode. You can also follow us on our individual handles. I go by Nicole Nanzai on every social media platform.
I go at _Mozundo on all platforms.
@_KCU on all platforms. I'm at the African Maestro Kipenda.
It's just my girl.
Mine is Coco_Odingo, and I'm just on Instagram though, so that's it.
You ain't gonna find me anywhere else. The source is only for one place and one place only.
Yes.
My Instagram is Michael. Yeah. And listen to Diary of a Kenyan Kid on Spotify or anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I also want to thank our guest hosts for joining us to give us your feedback, what you think, your insights, also for, you know, answering our questions that we had. Najua zilikuwa a little bit tough, but najua what? Sometimes in Nairobi and Athi River will make you tough, okay? So...
Stop saying Athi River, man.
Guys, Chicky, scroll up or down depending on how you've sorted out your podcast to listen to our other episodes, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch the visuals. Thank you so much for listening. Keep safe. sanitize, wear mask, so that you can all leave this hellhole we call like houses, all those other things. Sawa sawa. Kwaherini for now, and see you in our next podcast, which is on Thursday. Bye. Fire, 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 fire.